producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
For no tax, that's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2. Thank you for that phone call, Charles, from,
was that Ohio?
Yeah, it was Ohio. Thank you for your call. I wanted to finish up my answer as to the questions that he was asking. And when you go back and you study out the history of dictators, you can always see their great obstacle is those that own guns. Ask any one of them, they'll tell you. That's exactly why they got rid of the guns. And then what they did is they committed the act of genocide concerning the people that would resist their totalitarian methods. But, folks, our forefathers didn't arm the American people for the purpose of hunting. And here's another thing you need to put to yourself. Name an animal that does not have some sort of defensive mechanism, a part of his body. A bull has horns. A lion has teeth. A cat has claws. I mean, folks, give me an animal that doesn't have some sort of defensive mechanism. A porcupine has needles. Fish have scales in some cases. Sharks have teeth. I mean, folks, just go down the line and use a little common sense. Why did God create him that way? It's like the government today, dictators want you to believe that the bull that has horns, well, we need to saw those horns off because they're not supposed to have them. Why is that? Because they're a threat to our rule. Exactly. Exactly. So go back to our forefathers. Our forefathers didn't arm the American people for the purpose of hunting, but rather to protect themselves from those who were doing the hunting, namely the tyrant King George. The Second Amendment is not only to vouchsafe our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to ensure all other rights given unto us by our Creator. Read the Declaration of Independence. The wisdom of the framers of the Constitution once again is founded consistent with the lessons of the Bible, Charles, that they used as their bedrock for civil law. The people's individual protection should always be a primary concern of government of the people. And in a righteous country, self-government reigns by the constraint of Christian morals. The civil government that desires such a monopoly of force, i.e., they are the only ones with guns, is a threat to the lives, liberty, and the property of, guess who? We the people, the citizens. For that government ceases to be of and for the people. Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with the right to bear arms. And going back to our forefathers, as I highlighted during that conversation I just had with Charles, George Washington said, from the hours the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. Not bad, all that is good. But they would have you believe that they're bad. I mean, folks, these people have been busted over and over and over and over again. Folks, I have audio of Eric Holder, where he has a press conference, and he's asking all those that work for the state-controlled narrative to begin to brainwash the young people for the purpose of gun control. We know that this administration has been busted putting guns into the hands of drug lords over in Mexico. And after the crimes were committed, Barack Hussein Obama went over to Mexico to blame the American people for the crimes that he and Eric Holder were responsible for contriving. And if you want to take it to another talking point, folks, which one of these anti-gunners does not have Secret Service armed to the hilt protecting themselves from we the people? Common sense comes into play. Notice all in some cases, engineered mass shootings are taking place. Where are they taking place? Gun-free zones. Why? Because the criminal knows that he can do what he wants to do in a gun-free zone. Use a little common sense, friends. But when you're armed, guess what? Criminals don't want to go there, do they? Matter of fact, there was in Gennesaret, Georgia, where they required, they didn't mandate it, they required all citizens to own firearms. There wasn't a crime committed in that town for 12 years, and then when a crime was committed, it was from an outside individual. He wasn't a part of the town. They went to a local prison, and they asked, there was five dudes in prison, and they asked them if they would go to Gennesaret, or whatever you want to call it, it's in Georgia, okay? But in that particular town, they'd asked, why didn't they go into that town and commit a crime? They said because they knew that the people were armed. They knew that the people were armed. Common sense comes into play. When you see a sign on a building that says guns not permitted in this building, what are they telling a criminal? And 9 times out of 10, when you see someone actually commit a crime, inside of those buildings, they knew that the people within were disarmed. Just bring it back down to the level of common sense, friends. Talking about executive orders, where's this administration getting this authority from? I already showed you, friends, that there is no constitutional provision or statute that explicitly permits executive orders. They're unconstitutional. If it's congruent with the Constitution and made applicable according to law, okay. But not when it runs in contrast to our laws. So, therefore, if the executive order, again, is not congruent with the United States Constitution, then again, friends, it's null and void. It really is that simple. No! America, when does the spirit of resistance begin to take place? No, we're not going down that road. No, we didn't give you delegated authorities to try to disarm we the people. I mean, that's what they want you to believe. Marbury versus Madison, 1803. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. I'll tell you what doesn't exist is their unconstitutional implementation of gun control. That's what doesn't exist. It's null and void. Just the way he wants you to believe, or this administration or any other administration wants you to believe, that they can bring forth an executive order at any time that they will to bring it about. Hey, folks, I want you to understand the law's on your side. It's not on their side. Every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot have been made in pursuance of its powers. The latter will be nugatory and void, null and void. Thomas Jefferson, Eliot, page 4, 187 and 188. Do your homework. Cross-check everything I'm telling you, friends. It's there. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. I hope I answered your question, Charles. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break talking about executive orders. Where is this administration getting this authority from?
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2, folks. I want to play this for you really quick, and then we're going to take up Rod from Michigan in just a couple minutes here. But when I tell you things on live radio, I always want to back them up with them telling you what I just conveyed to you. Because there's some folks out there, folks, that just want to try to nitpick everything you say. They're the best teachers you can possibly have when they nitpick everything you're saying. If you take it as a lesson and do your due diligence, you can always shame them with the facts. And that's exactly what we mean to do here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, because there's a lot of folks out there that listen to the things that I'm saying to you, reading directly from the Bible and the Constitution, that want to contradict it by saying, well, you know, you took that out of context, and where does it say that? Because I didn't say, hey, listen, some of these people, friends, you need to understand, I could transport them to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Common sense. The model of heaven is a child. That's where I always want to bring it, so it's always simple for everybody to understand. And I'm not condescending anybody here. I'm just bringing about simple understanding. Because oftentimes people get caught up on these philosophical words and they talk all big and they're way out there on this big elf and nobody knows what they're talking about because nobody can understand what they're saying. Well, let me tell you something. If you don't understand what they're saying, they don't understand it neither. Because if they did, they wouldn't be confused of what they're trying to explain to you in the process. It comes to this. Simple, common sense meaning. Here's Eric Holder wanting to brainwash the youth, speaking to the state-controlled media.
We want to have, as part of the gun initiative, though, an informational campaign to really change the hearts and minds of people in Washington, D.C., and in particular our young people. They are saturated in the media and in entertainment, or by the entertainment industry, with violence. And I think too many of our young people, in particular our young men, are fascinated with violence and in particular fascinated with guns. And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people, and make it something that's not cool, that it's not acceptable, it's not hip to carry a gun anymore. In the way in which we've changed our attitudes about cigarettes, you know, when
cigarettes.
I was growing up, people smoked all the time. I mean, both my parents did. But over time, we changed the way in which people thought about smoking, and so now we have people who cower outside of buildings and kind of smoke in private and don't want to admit it.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. That's the gist of it. You heard what he said. You know, and if that doesn't work, then what we'll do is we'll just actually put high powered rifles into the hands of drug lords over in Mexico, and then we'll end up blaming the American people for it because this isn't working the way that we thought that things would transpire. We'll just create the crime, and then we'll blame you, America, for it, though we're guilty of committing the crime. We want to push this through. We got to get this through fast. That's why we need another high-profile shooting, even if it's engineered. But the American people will never believe that we're the ones that are engineering the crimes. How many times have they been busted, friends? Folks, I'm not going down that rant right now. But I am going to go on to the fact that we're talking of executive orders. Where's this administration getting the authority from? Let's take Rod from Michigan. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Brad. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. We got about 6 to 8 inches of snow today, and the kids are loving it. But the problem we're having right now, my friend, is it's starting to melt. So that means no to snowmobiling until it starts to snow a little bit more. But we're getting there.
Well, you keep it over there in Minnesota. It's been wet in Michigan here, warm. But I like this weather pattern. We're gonna pay for it, though. You know that.
You know, sooner or later, yeah.
Hey, I want to just thank you, my friend. Number one, you got the backbone of a sawlog, Brad. I thank you for your stance. There are very few people out there preaching and saying what you do. And this country, that's why we're in the shape we are. The pastors in this country have become prostitutes, the churches. And they don't hold the sword up anymore. And we got a handful of people, handful like you, you know. And
I appreciate
you know,
it.
Brad, I don't want to hog up all the airtime here, but, you know, I'm a very pro-Constitution, Second Amendment, all amendments, you know, everything. But, you know, we got a nation of cowards. The scriptures tell us a man that provideth not for his own is worse than an infidel. Mm-hmm. I've had people say, well, if my house got broken into and somebody was raping my wife, I'd just pray that he wouldn't hurt her. That is a coward in the Lord's eyes. That is a coward.
You know what? I'm hearing more of this and more of this and more of this, Rod. Some of the crimes committed against people, and I'm hearing these self-proclaimed pastors coming forward and saying, I forgive you, I forgive you. It's a lack of understanding scripture. It's false grace, and it's a false mercy. Mercy to a society is dropping the law to the fullest extent concerning them committing the crimes to a society that judge in that particular case and that society will not tolerate crimes to the least, to the smallest of infractions. Now they believe, well, you know, we'll just show compassion after the crime is committed rather than putting the fear of God before them. I agree.
It's unbelievable, Brad. Luke 22:36, Yeshua, our Savior, says, sell your garment and buy a sword. The sword was the AK-47 of the day, like that caller before was asking, Brad. I think you made that clear with him. But it was, and Christ did, he told him to break the Roman law. You betcha. Whenever God's laws are violated, then we stand and obey God over man. You know that, brother.
Amen. Can I interject something to that, Rod?
Sure.
Because you're saying a lot here. People have Romans 13 so far upside down on their head, they wonder why they're in trouble today. And if they would just simply read the preceding verses to Romans 13, they would see we're called to overcome evil with good, and then they forget to fail that God is the one that ordains the power to magistrates to bring the sword in the first place, as if to suggest that God is okay with those that are committing evil against his people.
Amen. You're right on, brother. You know, Brad, I carry a sidearm. I carry open carry. In our state, even if it wasn't lawful, I would carry it. I have a sheriff here in our county where I live that's very pro-constitutional. Someday I'll get you down here. We'll have a big rally. But on the other hand, I open carry. And I tell people, I have people ask me that. I have 99% of the people I come in contact thank me for open carrying. But then I'll ask them, I said, where's yours? You know, why aren't you doing it?
Here's the answer.
I'm going to tell you something. I got this from Brother Butch Paul, this folk here. I'm going to read this if you don't mind, Brad. And I don't want to hog up the airtime here, friend.
Sure.
To answer your question to why I carry a gun, number one, I am a Christian. I obey my Lord Jesus Christ as he has commanded me in Luke 22, verse 36, to carry a sidearm. I am part of the civil defense as taught in Numbers chapter 1 and Nehemiah chapter 4. Second, it's my God-given right and duty to protect myself, my family, property, and freedom. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8, as outlined in the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights and written in the Declaration of Independence, paragraph 2. If you believe in Christ and or the constitutional rights, join us, use them, or lose them.
That's right. That's exactly right. There is no in-between. God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard it and defend it, said Daniel Webster. Again, Rod, common sense comes into play. It really does.
Oh, amen. Yeah.
Amen. And folks, I appreciate
help this guy out. Help this guy out, Bradley. You know, he never asked for money. I've never heard him ask for money, but he's got airtime people. Help keep this man on the airways. Him and his wife and his children, good, fine people. Let's keep him on here. Brad, thanks for all you do, buddy.
Appreciate you, Rod, very much. Thank you very much.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you. Let's get back to this, folks. I just played Eric Holder, how he wants to brainwash the young people into believing it's not hip to have guns. Well, it's interesting, folks, how they teach kids how to commit crimes. Just go to any movie theater in America or turn your television on. You'll see exactly who's teaching them how to commit the crime. And then you see gun-grabbing politicians along with the Hollywood hypocrites that are teaching them as to how to commit the crime are asking the American people to give up their rights as they're teaching them how to commit the crime. Folks, again, we need to think. And then we wonder why there's confusion to face. Folks, we got to get back to Scripture, and we got to get back to the Constitution. Talking about executive orders, where's this administration getting this authority from? I want to keep proposing that question to you, folks, until I bring the hammer down. And I'm about ready to do that in just a moment here. But going back to our forefathers, Alexander Hamilton, Eliot 2, page 362 said, the laws of Congress are restricted to a certain fear, and when they depart from this fear, they are no longer supreme or binding. In the same manner, the states have certain independent power in which their laws are supreme. The laws are supreme. William Davy, Pennsylvania, page 277. This Constitution, as to the powers therein granted, is constantly to be the supreme law of the land. It is not the supreme law in the exercise of a power not granted. Listen to me carefully. It is not the supreme law in the exercise of a power not granted. Folks, in other words, executive orders today, for the most part, is a power that has not been granted to them by the people. I'll say it again. It's a power that has not been granted unto them by the people. So they take it unto themselves, hoping the people don't know the difference. That's how you become enslaved by a tyrant, friends. Alexander Hamilton, concerning the Supremacy Clause, the Federalist Papers 33. It will not, I presume, have escaped observation that it expressly confines the supremacy to laws made pursuant to the Constitution, not outside of the Constitution. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Half hour mark, 1-800-686-2-
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere?
Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final half hour mark, hour two, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about executive orders and where's this administration getting their authority from? And we're kind of tying this into the gun control issue because that's exactly where it came from, because the administration says that within weeks they're going to come up with new gun control initiatives. They're going to implement unlawful policies that don't apply to the American people. And it's just a sad day in America when the people don't know the difference because, folks, again, he doesn't have the constitutional authority to do the things that he's doing. Going back to Thomas Aquinas, he said, without doubt, one is allowed to resist against the unjust aggressor to one's life, one's goods, or one's physical integrity, sometimes even till the aggressor's death. In fact, this act is aimed at preserving one's life for one's goods and to make the aggressor powerless. Thus, it is a good act, which is the right of the victim. That is the right to bear arms. That's what we're talking about, religion and self-defense. So therefore, friends, going back to executive orders, I'm going to my forefathers to make reference as to what they established. And we know that if it's anything outside of the Constitution, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution, they're simply null and void. They don't apply here. And that's what the American people need to do. Folks, you've seen Joe Arpaio just last week say, I don't care how many executive orders you come up with, we're not surrendering our arms here. We're seeing sheriffs who have more authority than the federals. I'm sorry, the federals. The feds have. Than the feds do. And in America, you need to understand that sheriffs have that power. They have more power than the feds have. And they're telling them, no, we're not going to forfeit our right to bear arms. You're talking to a third world nation, folks. And as I've shared with you so many times in the past, this is a foreign government trying to implement foreign law, which is not law in this country. Alexander Hamilton said, it will not, I presume, have escaped observation that it expressly confines the supremacy to laws made pursuant in agreement to the Constitution. And he goes on in the Federalist Papers 78. He said, there's no position which depends on clearer principles than that every act of a delegated authority contrary to the commission under which it is exercised is void. Here, let me do this. I know some people need it this way. I like when I don't like just black and white. Sometimes I like someone painting the picture for me. Void, having no legal force or effect concerning law, no legally binding or enforceable. Listen to what I just said. The word void, adjective, law, concerning the topic of law, having no legal force or effect, not legally binding or enforceable. By the way, good government loves the message that I'm giving to you right now, America. Good representation is saying, right on, Bradley, right on. You're making reference to the laws that we're here to enforce. Thank you for the help. That's what they're saying. It's the terrorists in government that don't want you to bear arms because it's a threat to their rule. Void, adjective, useless, ineffectual, vain, worthless, devoid, destitute, without content, empty, without an incumbent as an office. It doesn't apply here. There's the definition for you, America. So how is it that this administration gets away with what it's getting away with? They do so due to the ignorance of the American people who have not taken the time to know the difference. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Hosea 4:6, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. America, you are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. America, you're being destroyed because you're being entertained out of your freedoms. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Folks, some of the names that I've heard fall to the lot of this criminal and his administration. Not that I don't agree with them, it's just that I wouldn't use the vernacular in which they use to define who he is and what he's about. But the fact of the matter is, no matter what you think of him, if you think he's a joke, he's a clown, he's a puppet, whatever the case is, so what? The fact of the matter is, my friends, is the joke is on you. All the things that he's doing contrary to the United States Constitution falls to your lot, not his. He's getting paid to do it. And furthermore, America, you know that he's getting paid to do it. The good thing is that when you look at the history of tyrants, read Psalm 37, read Psalm 2. If you look at the history of tyrants, friends, you'll understand it's not a good place to put yourself. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. In the history of tyrants, friends, I desire to see the God of Moses and the God of David today. The God of Elijah, the God of Elisha, the God of Gideon, the God of Samson. I desire to see the God of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, concerning these tyrants. But I can tell you, I have to agree. I would be insincere, I would be disingenuous at every step if I did not agree with Scripture. And when I read Jeremiah, when I read Ezekiel, when I read Daniel, when I read the prophets, I have to agree that it's just for God to do the things that he's doing to a disobedient people. We have wickedly departed from our God. There is no other way of saying it. And again, I know the state-controlled media, they've got you believing that to say repent for the kingdom of heaven is that, it's just weird. I don't care how they have you thinking that sounds. The fact of the matter is, it's true. Hey, those devils, they believe and tremble. They know what you're doing is right. That's why they hate your guts, because the light reproves the darkness. They don't want to be reproved, because correction is grievous to those that forsake the way, had they ever known it. But when you read Scripture, friends, John Calvin, going over to John Calvin, a side of Scripture, John Calvin said that when God judges a nation, He allows the wicked to rule over them. And there's no other reason that this administration is still there. I shared with you last week, friends, that stadiums across America, folks, Christmas Day, what do you think of? Football games, or do you think about the birth of Christ? What are you thinking about? New Year's, what is it that you're thinking about? You know, my people perish for the lack of vision. Are you asking God for vision to fulfill the new year? Or are you sitting there watching a bunch of grown men fighting over a pig ball? And I want to remind people that God gave us commandments. He did not give us suggestions. I will never forget, as long as I live, a guy that came to my church service one time, probably about 15 years ago in North Minneapolis. That's the hood. And we were just kind of going around having conversation right after church, and all of a sudden he brought up the fact, you know, the Lord spoke to me. I said, yeah, what did he say to you? He said he asked me if I would do such and such. I said, really? I said, because when you look at Scripture, the only time he ever asked anything is when he wanted to see your faith, in response to your faith, right? Outside of that, I said to him, I said, I'm confused here, because when I look in Scripture, I notice that God gave commandments. He didn't give suggestions. And the only time that he ever asked to see anything was when he wanted to see your faith. But you're telling me, contrary to what Scripture tells us, the Lord spoke to you. My friends, you're hearing voices, because that's not the voice of the Holy Ghost. For those that do not know, Comforter, which many call the Holy Ghost, which he is in fact, to those that are freed from sin, not to those that remain in sin, violation of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Read John 14:21 as well. But the word comforter in Old English means to be pushed along in war. And there's very few in this country that really understand what I just said. To be comforted by the Holy Ghost is to be pushed along in war. As a matter of fact, I was at a Bible museum on the East Coast. This was some time back, probably 7-8 years ago. And I remember this really cool painting. And it had a picture of a king prodding his soldiers with a sword on their backs, pushing them back in war. And then it said on the little inscription, the little gold piece in the center of the picture, it said, the king comforting his soldiers. And that's exactly what it means to find out in Old English, to be pushed along in war. There's very few that are willing to be pushed along in war. And I understand that nobody called for this. I understand that. But there's evil men in this world, and the good need to stand up and deal with the evil, because if we don't do it that way, it's going to be the other way around, and we don't want that to take place in this country. Remember what Saint Augustine or Augustine said. Though defensive violence will always be a sad necessity in the eyes of men of principle, it would be still more unfortunate if wrongdoers should dominate just men. And the only reason America, Psalm 12 rings true today, that the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted, is because the good men in this country allowed the wicked to walk on the other, on every side. It's because the good men and women in this country allow the vilest men to be exalted. And they exalt themselves. Has anybody paid attention to this? They're tearing down old street signs and now they're putting up Barack Hussein Obama Street. Wow. They have to prop themselves up, folks. Well, they mean to push the truth down, but William Cullen Bryant was right when he said, hey, truth crust to the earth will rise again. It always does. And you need to understand something, church. You always will be. I'm talking to the church, the doers of the word, not the hearers, only deceiving themselves. You always will be. You're the great obstacle to the enemy of your souls. It's time for the righteous to stand up and deal with the unrighteous. That's how we win the days. And then we can remove those street signs. Folks, there's no honor in this, but we need to understand that if we let it go, history is written by men who hung heroes. Let's not go that far.
As the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
LibertyRadio.com. Final segment to our show today. Folks, I do thank you for making this the number one show on Genesis Communications every Saturday. And I also thank you for making this the number two show during the week. That's only done by you, the good people that tune into us on a daily basis. So we do appreciate you. Folks, I want to make one final point, and then I want to kind of highlight some of the articles that Tim just pushed out, Sons of Liberty Media Editor, over the last couple minutes. We're talking about executive orders. Where is this administration getting this authority, folks? If we were to take this administration back to ground zero, if we laid the axe to the root of the tree the way that John the Baptist did, this administration would have been cut off before he ever got to the White House. I do want people to understand that. And though we wait and wait and wait for these things to transpire, and we inherit more trouble and more lawlessness and more tyranny on a daily basis concerning this administration, if we would merely deal with the issues and, again, lay the axe to the root of the tree, we would find at the base, folks, that pretty much everything that this administration has implemented over the last 7 years is null and void. But that's up to you. See, I say that in parallel to, if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then just get back to God's 10. And you'll find out that he is a unlawful outlaw. A defiant outlaw. He is defiant at every step as to who we are, people. And until you start calling it for what it is, nothing's going to change. I've been talking over the last 2 hours. Executive orders, where's this administration getting this authority from? From the ignorance of the American people to believe that it is so. It is not so. So, folks, when it comes to your rights, do remember where they came from. Luke 11:21, when a strong man fully armed guards his house, his possessions are safe. His possessions are safe. And again, what does it do? Brings us right back down to the level of a child to understand what common sense tells us. There's a reason that our forefathers armed us. And that is to protect ourselves if the government ever goes bad. And guess what, friends? The government, in a good portion, has gone bad. That's why gun sales are skyrocketing. That's why this administration is getting desperate over the last permitted year to destroy as much as he possibly can. Folks, he's acting just like his father, the devil. That's what they do. So we can see in a spiritual and a natural sense, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, neither does it. Nope. Read John 10:10 when you get a moment. So highlighting during the last segment as to what's going on out there in your country. Thank you for the phone calls, too, by the way. I wanted to let you know that Tim Brown just posted. This is another one of those I told you so's. We get a lot of them. Texas mosque catches fire. I said a couple weeks ago, folks, that these are going to be found to be self-inflicted fake hate crimes, just like the homosexuals. Over and over and over again. They create a hate crime because they want to gather and garner the sympathy of the American people to show you that they're the victim of bad people. Well, the problem is when these crimes are committed, they can't find the people actually committing the acts as the way, in this particular case, as the Muslims would have you believe, because the ATF claims it's very suspicious. What are they doing? They're trying to garner sympathy from the American people that they're being picked on. And folks, just like the homosexuals, just like the Muslims, just like the atheists, they have to create sympathy in an attempt to tear down the laws to win the day. You know what their enemy is, friends? The law. They want to tear down American law to implement something called Sharia law. I didn't say that. They've said that. They believe that they're above American law. Now they're trying to convey to the American people that somewhere out of nowhere, some bad people started a fire at the mosque. And see, this is how they push their totalitarian methods through fake crime. Just like the homosexuals. In parallel, going back to the founder of GLSEN, who said that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the homosexual lifestyle. In other words, they're not the victims. They're the ones perpetrating the crime. And it's exactly what we're seeing here, too. Just like I said, they're going to find that these are, to be found out, fake hate crimes. And folks, don't tell me I didn't tell you. Over and over and over again, when they don't have the sympathy of the American people, they'll attempt to create it, and that's exactly what they've just been found out for once again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check it out.
Absolutely. There's so many great things to be able to look and see on the website. There's so many things that you can share with other people. Sometimes people ask, you know, what can I do? Well, everybody can do something, and there is things that the Lord will lay on your heart to do, whatever that may be. One of the ways you can get the word out there of what's going on in America and how we can fight to restore is by going to the Sons of Liberty Media website. There's so many great articles you can share with your friends, then your friends share with their friends. The idea is to exponentially grow and get the word out and get the truth out to so many more people so we can do something about the problems that we see. Christ's love for us was an action, and our love for him and for others should be in the same exact way. So please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Like and share those articles and get the word out there. Now, of course, you know we're winding down 2015, heading into 2016. This is the time of year people start to reflect upon, you know, what they're doing and the things that they're supporting and where they're giving. We want you to know the Sons of Liberty appreciates every single one of you who have supported our ministry over 2015. It's because of faithful supporters like you that we're able to be on the radio and go do events across America and get the word word out to the nation and also internationally as well. But we sincerely know that we cannot do what we do without your support. So even as our friend Rod, who called in during the radio show today and threw out that plug for us, thank you so much. But we want to say, for those of you who want to support this ministry on a monthly basis, that's the foundation of what we do. When we have that monthly support, it helps us to know what we have to be able to go forward from there, to be able to seek and save that which is lost more and more across the United States. Whatever that monthly might be, so for some people it's $10 a month, for some people it's $2,500, for some people it's whatever it can be to be able to get us sustained health that keeps us out there. That's what we need. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. When you click on that button, you can see all the different levels of membership. You can choose the one that's right for you. It's very easy to set up yourself. If you'd like us to do it for you, you can call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And for those of you as well who are considering your end-of-the-year donations, lots of folks like to give towards the end of the year and kind of wrap up things for the 2015, please do consider the Sons of Liberty. Check out our website again. It's easy to donate online. You can also call us again, 1-866-233-0747. And as we're entering the new year, please note that we've got so many wonderful products in our store. Perhaps you've been on our website before, but you've never visited our store. We've got books, t-shirts, CDs, DVDs, all with the gospel message, all with the truth that's bound to light you up and light up those around you with the message of the truth, because we are supposed to be lights in this dark world, and God's people shine best in the dark. And we know that it's dark out there in the world today, but we cannot lose hope, because our hope is found in Christ. And remember that we walk by faith and not by sight. And isn't it interesting that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen? So we can't get discouraged and say, no, we're going to keep going just as our founding forefathers went before us.
Ben Franklin said that if you want to walk by faith, then you're going to have to close your eyes to reason. Yeah. Everything that we do in this ministry is a walk of faith. We have in the up and coming months, we're going to be in out on the West Coast in California, not once but twice. Then we're going to be out in Texas again in the springtime. Then we're going to be on the East Coast doing colleges, preferably some high schools as well. We'll see what transpires over the days ahead of us. But friends, if you'd like to book us, now is the time to do that. That number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. I would like to make one more point too. For all those that may have heard of David Barton Wall Builders, you've heard of the history of the atheists trying to discredit, the revisionists trying to discredit David Barton. Here's an update. It's about a year old, but I just seen it. It was on sonsoflibertymedia.com, but I thought it was worthy of actually replaying this back into the ears of the American people. Do keep in mind, while the revisionists are attempting to discredit him, along with every other debased form of man, fallen man, keep in mind, David just won a $1 million lawsuit concerning Amen. Their defamation. I just wanted everybody to understand, and you can rest assured it's not going to happen again. Remember, yep. justice is the guardian of liberty, friends, and if we want to set the precedent, don't wait for them to tear down the laws to pass policy that works against law. No, drop the law unto judgment concerning these people that are attempting to destroy law, and set the precedent with your yep. foot upon the necks of your enemies, as David said.
And that's such a great example. Did you hear that on the news? I mean, did you hear that on CNN, Fox News? Of course not. Because they don't want you to know the victories. Because when people see that God's people are gaining the victory, they'll take courage. And then they'll be encouraged to go out and do the same thing. So please know. And that's one thing I love about the media website, is it's not just all the doom and gloom. It's, yes, we'll show you what's going on in the world out there. But it's the answers. It's the hope. It's the victories. It's that we can do this. And I know we can do it together.
Because we can do it. Because if God did it for our forefathers, folks, he'll do it for us. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. But again, friends, we got to stand up and fight. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to him, because he will show himself on the strong
on your behalf.
If the chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.